You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
They need to figure out a way to end tanking. Right? I opened the show with it. The NFL needs to put an end to this. It's enough now. It truly is. Right? Especially, right? Someone just referenced it earlier. The biggest one in recent memory was the Eagles in that game against Washington. Kind of was the end of Doug Peterson's career in Philadelphia. That's what really got him fired. That whole game. But now you see the Raiders and pissing off teams. The NFL, they do have a problem. And I know it's only a couple games at the end of the year. It's not like basketball where you're worried about, you know, them doing it for long stretches of a season or whatever. It's only a couple of games. But no fan should ever be put in the position that the Giant fans are put in over these last 2 weeks, where there is no question. I'm sorry. It's very hard to make a distinction for me that you're not rooting against your team. They have to. NFL seriously needs to consider doing something where no NFL fan to this degree would have to root for their team to lose the way I'm going to be rooting for my team to lose to the Dallas Cowboys on Sunday. Something needs to be done. Now, I've talked about this. Obviously, the lottery is the easiest method. I still think I would be rooting for a loss on some level for ping pong balls. It would not be as strong as this. It wouldn't be as black and white as if they win and these teams lose, they could move from 2 to 7. It wouldn't be as clear. So I wouldn't feel as strongly about it, obviously. But I still don't necessarily think it's the greatest of answers. Someone either called me up or sent me something, but I think it's the Women's Hockey League does a point system, which I think is actually really smart. They do where as soon as you're eliminated from the postseason, so the Giants would have been the first team to be able to do this this year. They were the first team eliminated. The second you're eliminated from playoff contention, every game from that point on, you start accruing points for the draft. And the team with the most points gets the first pick, second most gets the second pick, so on and so forth. And you acquire points by winning or scoring points or point differential or touchdowns or whatever. You come up with a circumstance, turnovers. Like, you can get points forever. You come up with the system. It doesn't have to be just wins, but it has to be positive. Wins would get you so many points. Points would get you so many points. Every touchdown get you so many points. Every interception. I know the Jets haven't had one this year. Whatever. You start accruing points, and it still benefits the worst teams because those teams get to start accruing points earlier. The faster you're eliminated from the playoffs, the faster you start accruing points. But you have to do positive things. Win games, do positive things to get points. You don't get points for losing. You don't get points for getting your butt kicked. You get points for winning. I think that's a great idea. It's as good as any other idea I've ever heard. But the NFL needs to do something. And then the other thing is, right now, Major League Baseball has got to do something to make this free agency period interesting in some way. I know some of them have been, right? We've had off seasons that happen quick. We've had winter meetings where a lot of things happen. We've had some off seasons where the baseball thing moves a little bit quicker. But the last couple of years, especially with these Scott Boras clients over the last couple of years, it drags out forever. And these teams are waiting. Like right now, the New York Yankees, even the Mets on some level, but I really feel like the New York Yankees are specifically waiting for Bellinger to do something. And they're not going to do anything until he does, and he might not. It could go till February. Like, I have no idea. Right now, the New York Yankees don't want to spend any money in free agency. They're not going to do it for pitching. They're not going to do it for anything else. They want Bellinger and Bellinger alone in free agency. And they're right now, as reported by Jeff Passan, they are unwilling to move off what they deem as a fair contract for him, and apparently so is every other team interested in him. So they want Bellinger back to play left field, and if they get that, I think they're going to immediately, quickly turn around and trade Spencer Jones and or Jason Dominguez for starting pitching or something else. I think that's what their offseason is. Their offseason plan right now for the New York Yankees is to sign Bellinger and then trade Dominguez and or Spencer Jones for starting pitching depth, bullpen, maybe arms in the back end, something. Something. But they can't do that because their plan in left field, if Bellinger doesn't come back, is to play Spencer Jones and Jason Dominguez. So they can't make the other moves of the offseason until they know whether or not they can trade Spencer Jones and Jason Dominguez. And so we're all waiting for Bellinger. Major League Baseball, over the last handful of years, has had these guys waiting forever. Tucker still hasn't signed. Like, the biggest free agent pieces are still sitting there. Framber Valdez, well, you know, a couple of pitchers have gone. But for the most part, this, like, the NFL offseason happens immediately. We know about it before NFL offseason even starts. They have got to come up with some way to incentivize these teams to make these moves at the deadline. It has to be done in December. We cannot continue to drag this thing out. There has to be, I heard Ken Rosenthal say that he's heard of discussion of a trade deadline in the offseason. That's an interesting proposition because the Yankees would not be able to wait to trade for a starting pitcher and wait for Bellinger if there was a trade deadline. So I heard that there's a trade deadline at the end of the winter meetings. You have through the winter meetings to make any trades. After that, strictly free agent signings. I think that could kind of get the ball rolling. I don't know. They have to come up with something because this Major League Baseball offseason, they came off the best damn postseason they have had in forever. The numbers were great. The games were great. Like, everything about this, baseball is really building some momentum. I know, you know, Cam Newton thinks it's a falling sport, but, like, And you know, that the WNBA will be bigger than baseball in the next couple of years. But contrary to that opinion, baseball just had a really good playoff run. It's built up some momentum. There's interest in it. The viewership is through the roof. The Dodgers, Ohtani, Yamamoto. It's really becoming an international game. Like, the World Baseball Classic is coming up. There's some juice in that, whether you're into it or not. And, you know, now you have the pending fight in the CBA coming in a year from now, and the idea that this offseason has been dreadful. One, not a lot of great players, like the last couple with Ohtani and obviously oh my god, what's his name going to the Mets? Juan Soto. You ever think you'd forget Juan Soto's name? Juan Soto. Like, and so it's been a little lackluster as Kyle Tucker is the biggest name of this free agency, but they have got to do something. Both of these leagues need to figure out something. Figure out a way to incentivize these teams to win and never make your fan base root against their team the last couple weeks of the season. And Major League Baseball has to do something with the winter because it's just atrocious. It's just awful. It is so boring. You're waiting forever to find out what your team's going to look like or do. It's just brutal. 888-808-1019. So those are things that need to change in 2026.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.